Welcome back to part 3 of the Rock and Rhythm Halloween Review. Matt Masters will be your master of scaramones, as Jim Walsh is reported missing from a nighttime walk while visiting family in Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Well, as I was saying, I wouldn't worry nearly as much about the atom bomb if it were to kill you right out. What scares me is that awful gas that deforms you.
Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Many doo-wopologists feel the Ravels were Philly's finest export, but their only foray into chart-making territory was 1959's Dead Man's Stroll, which quickly found its title changed to Midnight Stroll for spineless DJs to spin.
Just got off from work, it was awful late. I had to pass the cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold, cold night. I never thought I could see such a sight. A poor soul doing the day.
Jack and Jim is a bland name for a duo, but Jack, Jim, and Buddy has a nice ring to it. Buddy Holly lent his guitar work to a few early Jack and Jim singles in 1957, but with his untimely death in 1959, Jack and Jim were on their own with the rockin' Midnight Monsters Hop.
Late one night when the moon was tall, the Midnight Monsters had a ball. Sacks.
disgrace. We're slipping and sliding all over the place. It was Vampire and Frankenstein. Man, those cats was having a time. Who these spookies? He had the midnight monster hop. Just before the break of day, the monsters all are on their way. Back to the coffin in the old graveyard, the headless horseman was riding hard. They're gone.
Is that there are some things beyond the ken of mortal man that shouldn't be tampered with. We don't know everything, Andy. There's plenty going on right now in the Twilight Zone that we don't know anything about, and I think we ought to stay clear.
The nocturnally challenged Daylighters 1959 single seems to be Chicago's only doo-wop Halloween treat, Madhouse Jump.
We got to jumping through a party at the Madhouse Inn. It was a big turnout, came all his friends. Everybody came with intentions to bop. The weak must sit and the strong must rock. They were rocking, they were rocking. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the Madhouse Jump. The witch doctor came about 11 o'clock. The purple people leader was blowing his top. Then walked the creature from the Black Lagoon. The old wolf man started humming a tune. They were rocking, they were rocking,
they were bobbing,
they were bobbing. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the Madhouse Jump. Frankenstein, the drunks started jumping, they were having a time. The old hunchback started ringing his bells. He looked at Frank and began to yell. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the Madhouse Jump. Dr. Jekyll introduced Mr. Hyde. Then the whole joint started going wild. Hyde chased Dracula all around the room. He reached in the corner and he grabbed the broom. They were rocking. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the Madhouse Jump.
Mysterious and spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet,
Petite, so get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Nothing is scarier than a segregationist, and that's what Charles Sheffield had to endure recording for notorious producer J.D. Miller in rural Louisiana. Sheffield recorded some excellent material, yet found little airplay, but a bit of magic helped It's Your Voodoo Working find life well past its 1961 origin.
Tastes sour, my soul tastes sweet. I wanna lay down, but I just can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Round and round, same old thing. A heartache, misery, trouble, and pain. It's your
By 1961, the Jayhawks were a one-hit wonder, three times over. How's that? Well, the same personnel recorded three top 40 hits over a five-year span under three different names. In 1956, they hit with the novelty Stranded in the Jungle. Not wanting to be pegged as a novelty group, they later changed their name to the Vibrations and hit with 1961's Watusi. That same year, moonlighting for a small label as the Marathons, they hit with Peanut Butter. The Jayhawks finally broke the one-hit streak when they scored a second top 40 hit as the Vibrations in 1964. But we're way ahead of ourselves. Let's set aside the Jayhawks' schizophrenia and spin The Creature from Outer Space from 1957.
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good. But nothing was gonna happen, at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about this monster that craved on human meat.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No.
In my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Hey, stop the monster's move. Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Boom, 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 boom. Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
He leaped at at me. But before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can't get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut through the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No creature.
Are you the creature called Wolfman?
No.
Well, then you must be the thing.
Jackie Morningstar seems a trite name, except Morningstar is a reference for Lucifer, but that's what mysterious Gulf Coast musician Willie Morrell rolled with for his rockabilly rave-up, Rockin' the Graveyard, in 1959.
Say, how about this? Wanted grave diggers, good salary, applied
for... No, too morbid.
The morbid, the merrier.
No.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too. Something hit me, it felt like a rock. I thought it was an owl flying around and around, but it's just an old ghost digging holes in the ground. He said, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, before you run away.
I want you.
Record label Lawn had a small catalog that never saw much daylight, but one notable 1963 release under the group name The New Trends featured a white vocal group with a routine number on one side, a black vocal group performing a Halloween classic on the flip, and no one can remember a thing about anyone that performed on either side. Spooksville.
Man, this is Spooksville.
For
1957 looked like Big T. Tyler may lay claim to Little Richard's abandoned tiara, when, after only one lonely 45 for the Aladdin label, he vanished. His real name was Chris Tyler. He recorded in California, and that's about all anybody knows. But if Little Richard were to have recorded a monster theme song, it would have sounded like this: King Kong.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the beast.
Was a big ape in the forest. He was so big and strong. He was the ruler in his kingdom. Call that monkey King Kong. Hey, King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. Ape got so lonesome, he went looking for a mate. When he found out what was happening, it was much, much, much too late. Yeah,
torn from the arms of her lover by a jungle beast. King Kong.
See a battle between prehistoric monsters on an island time forgot.
A nightmare jungle creature from the primeval past stalking midnight streets.
My baby! It's got my baby!
See the thrill classic of all time, the biggest gorilla picture ever made in motion picture history. The jungle epic that can never be duplicated.
See RKO's original...
King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong.
Thanks for tuning in to the final installment of the Rock and Rhythm Halloween Review. I hope you have a gruesome Halloween. Please send your email to wmat@mail.com. Special thanks to Jim Walsh and Edgar Allan Poe. Time would have forgotten Texan's Larry and his Blue Notes had it not been for the audacity of one song. In 1965, they recorded a song inspired in part by the urban legend of the murderous escaped mental patient. Their manager felt that airplay was doomed because of one word and had them overdub the offending word. Night of the Phantom became a regional hit, while the original version sat unreleased for many years. So let's unleash the unaltered garage rock classic, Night of the Sadist.
Tonight.